For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
My name is Tom Angel. I am the campaign's director of Students for Sensible Drug Policy, or SSDP. And SSDP is a growing network of students on college and high school campuses all around the country who are tired of having this harmful war on drugs waged in our names. For too long, politicians have said, what about the children? We need to have these harsh drug policies to protect young people. But students are increasingly saying that drug policies are actually putting us at greater harm and aren't protecting us at all by taking away our access to education and giving us misleading drug information as opposed to accurate educations.
Now, Tom, as I understand it, your organization is trying to change the laws which prevent students from getting a loan if they've had any type of drug arrest.
That's right. Due to a 1998 amendment to the Higher Education Act, students who are convicted on drug charges will automatically lose their federal financial aid. And we think that this is something that is absolutely insane. If we are really trying to reduce our drug abuse problems in this country, why would we want to put up roadblocks on the path to education and recovery? And so we've been lobbying Congress for the past 7 years. Students all around the country have been meeting with and calling on their legislators to do something about this. And we're getting close to the point where Congress is about to make some changes to the law and actually scale it back. Unfortunately, right now it looks like that Congress is only going to make a partial reform to the law, and tens of thousands of students will unfortunately be left behind. Colleges and universities are supposed to educate students and help them become productive tax-paying citizens. However, more and more we're seeing colleges act as entities of the drug war, the prison industrial complex, and putting students at greater risk of losing their financial aid or being incarcerated. And so SSDP now is in the process of formulating a campaign to help students who want to work to change bad drug policies on their campuses. We as young people are actually in a position to use our campuses as laboratories for experimenting for what a sensible drug policy actually looks like. We're the young people, and we're going to be living with the disastrous effects of the drug war for the rest of our lives. So it's up to us to figure out more sensible and rational and humane ways to deal with the complex issue of drug abuse and addiction. SSDP's website is online at www.ssdp.org.
In less than 2 weeks, we celebrate 91 years of drug war. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.